Rapper T.I. harasses female comedian. Snatches microphone for joking about his sexual assault allegations. By Paul Bois on April 6, 2022. Apparently taking his cues from the Will Smith playbook. Rapper T.I. recently harassed a female comedian at an Atlanta comedy club over jokes about his sexual assault allegations. The altercation occurred Monday at an open mic event at Our Bar ATL when T.I. stormed the stage and snatched the mic from comedian Lauren Knight for her mocking sexual assault allegations made against the rapper. "There was no fucking crime. There is nothing to charge me for, or my wife," T.I. screamed into the mic. "Shut the fuck up for a second. Hey, listen. No, no, no. As many times as you joke on that shit, nigga, I'm gonna check your motherfucking ass as long as it takes. Nigga, when you stop talking about it, when you stop playing with me and mine, I'ma stop saying something. Ain't no motherfucking case, ain't never been no motherfucking case," he continued. "Cause I ain't did nothing wrong and my wife ain't did nothing wrong. And if you keep on playing with me, nigga, I'm gonna motherfucking continue to confront you publicly, verbally." Knight attempted to defuse the situation by saying T.I. is innocent. "I truly believe it," but the rapper kept telling her to stop playing with him. Language warning. "This is not a rap battle. This is a motherfucking comedy show," she said. "And be clear, if I want to make jokes about something, I'll make jokes about something. Absolutely. You're not going to tell me to shut the fuck up in my shit. This is my shit. Let's be very clear." After T.I. stormed the stage and gave her a hug, he snatched the mic from her to say one more thought before his sound was cut. Knight later took to Instagram to explain how the incident began, explaining that T.I. provoked her into joking about the sexual assault allegations due to his non-stop heckling. "I'm talking about marriage and shit, and he keeps cutting me off, telling me to shut the fuck, calling me all kinds of bitches, heckling me," she claimed. "So, I'm like, all right, come on, gay, stop playing with me. It's crazy, like you keep going and I can't say nothing to you." Later, T.I. offered Knight $1 million asking that she provide video of him calling her a bitch, prompting her public criticism. The rapper later posted a video of the two burying the hatchet Monday night at the comedy club and encouraged people to follow Lauren Knight. "I've said for my entrance into the world of comedy that I intend to use my light to shine on others," he wrote in his caption. "To bring awareness to those who also have love and respect for the art form. In the spirit of that, everyone, I'd like to introduce you to Chess Lorang. She's a young up-and-coming comic on the scene in Atlanta. Check her out," he added. "She's a young black woman fighting to use her voice for laughter, and I understand that may take us down dark roads at times, but there's always an opportunity to find a beacon of light and produce a positive outcome. As I say all the time, all ships rise with the high tide." Rapper T.I. faced severe criticism in 2018 when he posted a music video that featured former First Lady Melania Trump as a nude stripper dancing on a Resolute desk in a fake Oval Office. In 2020, T.I. also advocated that descendants of slavery should receive $1 million each, equaling up to $44 trillion. "This is my goal," he told Charlamagne tha God. "My goal is to get every black person in America that's a descendant of slavery $1 million, at least. That take about $44 trillion. So that's my goal, so I'm working up on $44 trillion.